You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and this week, Lee Morgan leads us off.
Thank you.
from November 1956, Lee Morgan and Nostalgia. That comes off a package called Introducing Lee Morgan on the Blue Note label. And Lee, I think, was working as part of Hank Mobley's band at the time. And this is, as far as I know, his first recording. Lee Morgan on trumpet, Hank Mobley tenor, Hank Jones piano, Doug Watkins bass, and Art Taylor on the drums. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. Here's Johnny Griffin teamed up with Eddie Lockjaw Davis.
Thank you.
Johnny Griffin from January 1962. Sort of a melancholy sound there. Ballad for Monsieur. It's off a package on the Riverside label called The Kerry Dancers and Other Swinging Folk. Johnny Griffin on tenor, Barry Harris piano, Ron Carter bass, Ben Riley on the drums. And before that, also Johnny Griffin, this time teamed with Eddie Lockjaw Davis. I think if you try to locate it in the discography, it actually shows up under Jaw's name, Baha'i, from February 1962. Package called Tough Tenor Favorites on the Jazzland label originally. Of course, Johnny Griffin and Eddie Lockjaw Davis on tenors, Horace Parlin piano, Buddy Catlett bass, and Ben Riley on the drums. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. It's a showcase for modern jazz. We call it modern jazz, and it's only 60 years old. In this next set, we're going to be listening to sides from Mingus's label called the Debut Label. But before we do, let's start it off. The side, I actually picked up a package. These are recordings that Kenny Dorham made on the Savoy label, but originally they were released under Sonny Stitt's name, Sonny Stitt and his All-Stars. This goes back to August of 1946. This is Bebop in Pastel.
If I want a gown that has no back with those arms, left clouds all in sultry black. Can you blame me? Please don't blame me. I'd like to sample some pink champagne to see if the bubbles tickle. I take a walk with the boy next door, but all he can spend's a nickel. Course I'm in my teens, I'm called Small Fry, and when Mom says bedtime, I almost die. Can you blame me? Please don't blame me. When I feel the urge to stay out late, get a great big kiss at my garden gate. Can you blame me? Please don't blame me. Baby, if I want a gown that has no back with those arms, left legs all in sultry black, can you blame me? Please don't blame me. You know I'd like to sample some pink champagne to see if the bubbles tickle. Take a walk with the boy next door, but all he can spend's a nickel. Cause I'm in my teens, I'm called Small Fry, and when Mom says bedtime, I almost die. Can you blame me? Please don't blame me. I want the thrill of my first big date. Coming, but I just can't wait. Can you blame me? I'm asking you, please don't blame me.
We've got the formula, can you see? Short on dough, keeping out of mischief, can't get bored, weekends at Coney, you know. Say, I know that you know. Ocean trip, we take a ferry ride, popcorn float. So blasé as we entrain for the shore. We can take a stroll along the boardwalk, jumbo hot dogs consume, two Calliope tunes. Hear the barker selling for a quarter. All the world and its climes, what a wonderful time for you and me. Proof that you needn't be young John D. We've got a formula, can't you see? It's there for you and me. Young John D. We've got the formula, can't you see?
He's got a bow tie and it's crazy. He's a bebopper to his soul. I'm told he knows the latest riffs. No matter the hour, he's cool. He spends all his time down at Birdland. He's a bebopper to his soul. When he's got eyes, he's satisfied. Charlie Parker's the bird. Bill's man. Language like this hasn't been heard, so he's misunderstood. Poor guy. So when he comes your way, remember what you've been told. He'll hold out his hand and say, baby, he's a bebopper to his soul.
Thank you.
Leo Parker, Gene Ammons, Howard McGhee, Junior Mance, all there together to round out the set. Let's go to the top. We'll work our way through them in the order in which they were heard. We started, again, this is sort of strange. It's a record, Bebop and Pastel, from August of 1946. It's on the Savoy label. And again, it was originally issued under Sonny Stitt's name, Sonny Stitt and the All-Stars. I picked it up as a reissue package on Savoy under Kenny Dorham's name. So it's Sonny Stitt on alto, Kenny Dorham trumpet, Bud Powell piano, Al Hall bass, Walter Bishop on the drums. Bebop in Pastel. Then we listened to a vocal group recorded by Charles Mingus for his debut label. There were three sides here in all done at the same session in April of 1953. We had Can You Blame Me, which featured Honey Gordon on the vocals. She was accompanied by Hank Jones piano, Charles Mingus bass, and Max Roach on the drums. The other two sides that followed after Can You Blame Me, it's a piece called You and Me, and apparently the entire family serves as a vocal group. You had Honey Gordon, Richard Gordon, George Gordon Jr., and I assume their father, George Gordon Sr., all singing together. You and Me, and then a tune called Bebopper, and again, they were accompanied by Hank Jones, piano, Mingus on bass, Max Roach on the drums. Three sides by the vocal group. They billed themselves as the Gordons. Then we listened to Bud Powell, also recorded by Charles Mingus. This was a live performance recording, Jazz at Massey Hall on the OJC label originally, back from May of 1953. They call it Hallelujah. Bud Powell piano, Charles Mingus bass, and Max Roach on the drums. We also listened to a pianist with a mood piece there, really nice, a thing called Blue Tide, also on Mingus's debut label from April 1951. The pianist, his original name was Spalding Givens, but he changed it to Noddy Quamar. He was there on piano and Mingus accompanying on bass. Blue Tide was the name of the tune. And to wrap up the set, we listened to a side issued originally under Leo Parker's name, El Seno, from October 1941 on the Savoy label. You had Leo Parker on baritone, Gene Ammons tenor, Howard McGee trumpet, Junior Mance piano, Eugene Wright bass, and Charles Williams on the drums. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Again, this is a showcase for modern jazz. Our time range actually goes from about 1944 to 1964. We don't do too much outside either end of the range. And to pick up the action once again on our next set, let's call on Milt Jackson. This goes back to December of 1961, a piece he calls A Thrill from the Blues. Thank you. Harold Land, a thing called Slowly. I guess they were thinking of the end of the tune there. From July of 1960, that's Harold Land in New York, Eastward Ho on the Jazzland label. Harold Land on tenor, Kenny Dorham trumpet, Amos Trice piano, Clarence Jones bass, Joe Peters on the drums. Before that, Milt Jackson, December 1961, off an album called Statements on the Impulse label. It's called A Thrill from the Blues. Milt Jackson vibes, Hank Jones piano, Paul Chambers bass, Connie Kay on the drums. Well, that's got us at the end of the trail for another week. The program is Jazz Oasis. I'm your host, Steve. We're here each and every week at this same time. We hope you'll make plans to join us, tell your friends about the program, and let me say as we close that it's always a thrill a minute to do a program in stereo. We'll see you next week.